بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تعالى: ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليك الكتاب تبيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Ta'ala says in His book that the day of judgment will be the day that we place a witness over every one of the umam, every one of the nations from amongst themselves, meaning who? Their anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the ayat that describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and that describe his companions radiallahu ta'ala. So one of the functions of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to be witness over this ummah, like every Nabi is a witness over his own ummah. So he describes jalla wa ala that day we will place a witness over every ummah from amongst themselves over them, and we will make you a witness over these people. Meaning who? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be a witness over the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is again, like we mentioned before, not a small matter. There's a hadith narrated both by Bukhari and by Muslim regarding a very similar ayah in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the first people who wrote the wahi of Allah ta'ala down, and one of the first, you know, one of the few hafaz of the Qur'an from amongst the muhajirin, and one of the original ones, one of the authorized teachers of the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, read something from the Qur'an for me. He answers, radiallahu anhu, how can I read anything from the Qur'an to you while you're the one upon whom the Qur'an was revealed? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, I'd like to hear it from someone other than myself sometimes. And so he started to read Surah An-Nisa until he came to the ayah that how will it be, Allah Ta'ala asks, how will it be if we brought from every ummah a witness and we brought you over these people as a witness? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasbuka, it's enough, stop, you don't read anymore. And he said, I looked over at him and his eyes were filled with tears, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not a small matter for him to testify over us or be a witness over us. It would be wonderful for us to experience his witness if we all came with good deeds and nothing but good deeds. And whoever is like that, they should make dua for me. But the rest of us, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave such pure teachings and such beautiful teachings and showed us the way. And whatever we missed from it, it was something that we did on our own, despite knowing better. And Allah Ta'ala, if He invokes the Rahmah lil Alameen as a witness against us, how great of a matter will that be, that even the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it overwhelms him with tears that he would have to testify against a member of this ummah. And that's part of his function, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's so many people in the world doing all kind of weird things, that he will come yawm al-qiyamah and the people will make all of these allegations against Islam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, no, this is not what I taught, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will be the proof of his claim. And Allah ta'ala then says, and we sent down upon you this book as an explanation for every matter, and as a guidance, and as a mercy, and as a bushra, as glad tidings for the people who submit to Allah ta'ala. And one small comment that we can end with is that the Qur'an is a rahmah and it's a bushra. It's a mercy from Allah Ta'ala and it's glad tidings. It's a mercy from Allah Ta'ala. Don't ever hear or read or listen to the book of Allah Ta'ala and feel like this is a punishment or this is some sort of burden. Everything in it, there's benefit for us. This is the mindset of the Banu Israel. And I've heard this from a rabbi himself. I'm not, you know, someone's going to say this guy's being anti-Semitic. I heard it from an Orthodox rabbi himself. He said that we consider the Torah to be God's punishment on us, because our forefathers did certain things, so God punished us with all of these difficult laws and all of these difficult things and whatnot. If you want to go and see how people who don't have the deen live, go see. There are people who they don't make ghusl when they're in janaba. There are people who eat all manner of filthy things. They do all manner of filthy things with their bodies and with their hands and with their mouths and with their eyes and with their ears. And they're filled with the darkness of all of these things. Even from the outside, sometimes it looks beautiful, but it's really not. It's really darkness. And people have that darkness inside of them. This if Allah Ta'ala, you know, commands from you to eat something clean and watch something, look at something clean and listen to something clean and touch something clean and live a clean life, and it may cost a couple more dollars or take a little bit more effort, it's not something you should complain about. You should be happy, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala spared you from living a filthy life. A person shouldn't take it as a burden. It's for our own good. Allah Ta'ala did it all for our own good, and we should feel genuinely happy about that in our hearts. We should feel some joy about that in our hearts. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give all of us the bashashatul iman, the happiness of faith, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.